Hi, it has been so exciting seeing the registrations coming in for our Revive Lifestyle Medicine Safari Retreat in Africa happening this January 2025. If this has been on your bucket list, or if you have already gone and you cannot wait to go back, now is the time to save your spot. We'll be having incredible wildlife viewing excursions, including primate trekking, seeing elephants, rhinos, giraffes, lions, and more. Cultural experiences with local guides, healthful food in beautiful accommodations, participating in a service project, and sharing expertly guided lifestyle medicine activities, including nutrition, physical activity, stress relief, sleep, connection, nature, and more. How can you find out more about it? Well, go to the website stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat. That's stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat, where you can learn more about our incredible itinerary and save your spot. CME is included for healthcare professionals. Any questions, reach out, and I cannot wait to share this incredibly transformative experience with you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Stress-Free MD podcast, where you learn how to be stress-free from the inside out, elevate your calm, and live your best, healthiest life. I'm your host, Dr. Robin Tiger, your self-care doctor. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stress-Free MD podcast. I am so happy that you're joining me today for another wonderful episode. I was recently walking on the beach in South Carolina, and I came upon a gathering of painted rocks. And one that caught my eye said, "You rock." It was painted on the rock. "You rock." And so, of course, I needed to stop. And I climbed up and I asked my husband to snap a photo. And it was cold and it was incredibly windy. And I was having a really hard time climbing up there. I was being blown all over while really working hard to get up on that rock and to steady myself. Using my hands, using my feet, trying to figure out a position where I could find that steadiness. And my hair was blowing wildly into my face. If you know what I look like, you know I have a lot of long curly hair, and it was absolutely crazy. It was like Medusa going nuts. And my hair was sticking to the chapstick on my lips, and I kept pushing it away. My clothing felt like it was painted on my body, being pushed up against my body from the wind. So you're getting the picture, right? Yeah. And now when I actually look at that photo, I see I look happy, I'm smiling, I'm calm, I'm steady, I'm having fun. And this situation actually gave me the inspiration for this podcast episode, recognizing that the term "you rock" really is threefold. There are three ways that you rock. Not just me, you, you as well. You may be thinking right now, no, not me. I don't rock. I wouldn't feel comfortable climbing up on that sign and snapping a photo on that rock. That is not me. I don't represent that at all. And that's because your default brain mechanism automatically goes to what is wrong with you, not what is right with you. So let me help you look through this lens of what is going right, and let me show you how you do rock in these three ways. And these three ways come in the form of adjective, noun, and verb. Yeah. Okay, are you ready? Yeah, here we go. Number one, you rock with the word rock being an adjective, and that adjective being amazing. So this is what you may be most familiar with in hearing this phrase, you rock. You may say it to others. Maybe someone did something special for you, helped you out with something. Maybe they helped someone you care about, or someone that you know achieved something wonderful. And the flip side is that others may actually say it to you. So, again, if you're thinking, if that default brain mechanism, that default brain network is kicking in and you're thinking, no, not me, I don't rock, I'm here to tell you yes, emphatically yes, you do. If for nothing else, you are taking time right now in this moment to listen to this podcast to take care of you. And you're doing the one thing that no one else can, and that is just that. Take care of you in a way that only you can. You could be doing a million other things right now, and you have chosen to be here with me and learn how to elevate your own health and well-being. So, how else? How else do you rock? I invite you to take a moment to make a list of all of your amazingness, your accomplishments, big and small, and note that nothing is too small. You can use a pen and paper, you can type them into your computer or the notes in your phone. And if you're not in a place to do this, maybe you're running with me in your ears or driving or you're in the OR or wherever, then think of a list in your mind right now and you can come back to documenting that list later. And if you need some help, as I know it can be hard for you to point out your own list of how you're amazing, of how you shine, then I invite you to ask some others in your life to help you. Sometimes it's really helpful to see yourself through the eyes of others, how they see how you have shown, how you shine. And you can pause this episode and then join back in when you've completed this step. Okay, number two. The phrase you rock, with rock being a noun. That noun being strong, steady, grounded, supportive. As healthcare professionals, as parents, as spouses, as partners, as family members, as friends, as colleagues, as educators, and so on, we are expected to show up as the rock for others. And if you've chosen a life of service, such as in healthcare, you are already passionate about serving others and serving as the rock for others, right? This could be in an emergency situation or to console another person, showing up like a rock, putting on your superhero cape and swooping in what you do best. So, what are the core qualities of that rock? Strong, steady, grounded, and supportive, even non-judgmental like a rock. So I invite you to take a moment to make a list of all the times you have shown up as a rock for others. Again, you can use a paper and pen, you can type them in your computer or notes in your phone. And if you're not in a place to do this, you can still think in your mind, create this list, and come back to making the actual list when you are able. And if you'd like to pause this episode and create the list and then join back in when you've completed it, do that. Number three, the phrase you rock with rock as a verb. Rock as a verb, a bending without breaking, resilient. I frequently hear from my clients the phrase, I'm broken. I need to build resilience. And my answer is, no, you're not. You are not broken, and you are already resilient. Like a tree branch in the wind, you bend, but you don't break. Like a boat on the water in a storm, you rock with the current back and forth. You have had a 100% track record of making it through every single tough minute, tough hour, tough day, tough week, tough month, and tough year of your life. You are living, breathing proof of that. No matter how awful, no matter how low, no matter how at the bottom you have felt, you have 100% succeeded. You are here. You are listening to this episode right now. You know how to rock. I invite you now to take a moment to make a list of all of the times you have bent, needed to be flexible, felt like you were at the bottom, only to rise. You can use a paper and pen again, type them into your computer or your notes in your phone. And if you're not in a place to do this right now, then stay with me. Think up your list in your mind. And then when you're able, you can come back and jot them down. And if you'd like to pause this episode to create this list, do that. And then join me back in after you've completed this step. Okay, so that's it. The three ways you do rock. As an adjective, amazing. As a noun, strong and steady, grounded and supportive. As a verb, bending, not breaking, resilient. So this is what I invite you to do now. Whenever you are feeling otherwise, I invite you to pull out these lists, these three key lists, and read them. Read them quietly to yourself. Read them out loud to yourself. You can even record them if you need to, if you'd like to. Maybe you have someone else record them so you can listen back. And you'll have them as a reminder of just how incredible you are. I invite you also to keep the tab open. Meaning, as your mind remembers more ways that you rock, more ways as an adjective, more ways as a noun, more ways as a verb, add them to these lists. Like your CV or resume, this is a live document. These are three live documents, right? They're always growing. And so when you need to look back and be reminded, like a trusted friend, they're there for you to anchor you back into your truth. And I mentioned, I have a pic, I have a photo that my husband snapped of me on that rock. So you can check that out on social media, wherever you like to follow social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, my three main places where I hang out. If you're looking for even more tips on your health and well-being elevation, if you want some help on a whole person approach to stress relief, to increasing your health span, your well span, and your longevity, I'm happy to help you. I'm happy to coach you. I'm happy to get you to the place that you deserve to be, where you want to be, finally. The places that are so very important to you and that you absolutely deserve to achieve. You can set up a time to chat with me through the link in the show notes or on my website, stressfreemd.net. And I'm happy to chat with you and help you figure out the best way that you can learn all the different ways that I have available, however you like to learn. Okay, if you're a healthcare professional, remember, you've already listened to this episode and you'll find the CME link in the show notes. You deserve to get credit for taking time for caring for you. If you love this episode, please share it with others that you care about in your life so they too can learn the three ways that they rock. Thank you so much for listening and for taking time to care for amazing you. Remember to be kind to one another and be kind to yourself. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode of the Stress-Free MD Podcast. Hi, I'm so happy that you're here listening to the Stress-Free MD Podcast, learning short, actionable tools to relieve the stress in your life. And I've got some amazing news for you. I've created some short videos for you where you can learn stress-relieving tools by video format as well. Me teaching you on videos. They're totally free. They're very short. They're about 5 minutes in length each because I know how busy you are. And all you have to do is go to my website, www.stressfreemd.net. And on the homepage, it says Feel Calm Now. And then you can click the link to get your free videos and I'll send them directly to your inbox in your email. And you can share this website with your friends, your family, your colleagues, so they can feel calm too. So go get your videos. What are you waiting for?